What should someone think about if they're struggling financially right now, or they feel like they've been struggling for many years, and it feels like they're just surviving week after week, month after month. They're not sure how to get to that kind of sense of freedom for at least a 6 month runway or beyond. What should they start thinking about?
Do you know what you've just described? I believe the majority of people are living that way.
Yeah.
The majority. Now that's rather sad, but I think it's true. And it's because we only have one problem in the whole world, and that's ignorance. They're living in ignorance. They don't know that what they're doing is going to keep them where they are. And they keep doing it because they don't know how to change. They're overwhelmed with the debt. People are saying, I need the money. They haven't got it. They want to take their family on a vacation. They don't have the money to go. So they may borrow it and go anyway. Now they got more debt. They have to understand that they don't have to live that way. Mm. I wrote a book called You're Born Rich. The truth is you are. Most people are just a little short of money. Mm-hmm. But you are born rich, rich in potential. And then you focus on prosperity. You've got to have a financial goal. You've got to work toward it. And you've got to understand that you can earn more than you're earning. And wealthy people don't have one source of income. They have more than one. I was earning money all last night while I was sleeping.
Yep.
You can actually earn more money when you're sleeping than you can spend when you're awake.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like a cute line, but it's true. There's no end to what we can earn. If you are not getting information from someone who is already wealthy, then you're probably getting information from the wrong people. Most people ask their brother-in-law, or the guy next door, or the girl they know, how do I earn more? Hell, if they knew, they'd be earning it. They don't know. And most people talk to people that don't know. Carlyle put it very well. He said he did not believe in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. Mm. And that's where most people are getting it from, people that don't know any more than themselves. I was on the fire department in a suburb of Toronto, and there was a man near there who became a friend of mine, Ray Stanford. He gave me a copy of Think and Grow Rich, and he said, Bob, if you do exactly what I tell you and read this book every day, you can have anything you want. Well, I mean, I was unhappy, I was sick, I was broke, and you know, you have anything you want. I thought it was nonsense. But he said something else. He said, listen, my ways work and yours isn't. He was happy, healthy, and wealthy. The guy always had money on him. And big, healthy guy. And he said, you're unhappy, sick, and broke. So he said, I must know something you don't know. Why the hell don't you do what I tell you? And so I started to do what he suggested. And he said, what do you really want? Well, I wanted was some money. I was earning $4,000 a year at the time, and I owed $6,000. If I had paid everything I earned for 18 months, I would have just broken even.
Wow.
It was an impossible situation. And he said, listen, write what you want on a card. Now, I got a gold card in my pocket. I've carried one ever since. He said, write what you want on the card. You can have anything you want. So he said, what do you really want? I said, I want some money. So I wrote that I wanted to have $25,000. And if I had got together all the people I know, or knew at that time, and put all their money together, we wouldn't have come up with $25,000. We probably wouldn't have come up with $1,000. I mean, it was an enormous amount of money. It was nuts. So I wrote that in the card. He said, you got to read it every day. And he'd keep saying, did you read it? Did you read it? You know, so he got me reading it.
And reading the book or reading the card?
No, read the gold card.
The card.
Just the gold card. Read the gold card. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have $25,000. And I learned something very important from it. All I thought about prior to that was debt, because people are always phoning me, when are you going to pay me? If you think about debt, you're going to be in debt forever.
Yeah.
You become what you think about. Well, this gold card got me thinking about earning money. I never thought of earning money before. I thought about debt all the time. And it got me thinking of earning money. So I started to hear people talking about earning money. And because I heard them talking about it, I started thinking about it. And some guy said, there's good money cleaning floors. I said, I'm not proud, I'll clean floors. I was prepared to do anything. I wanted to earn this money. I said, I wanted to earn money. So I started to clean one office. And by the end of the year, I was earning $14,500 a month.
What?
I was on the fire department. The chief was only earning $11,500 a year.
Wow.
I was earning $14,500. This was in a year from the start.
What?
I started to clean one office, Canada Starch. I'd wash the floor twice a month, $15 a time. I got $30. Then I got another one, Kirby's Construction. I got $65 a month. Well, do you know, in less than 5 years, I was cleaning offices in Toronto, Montreal, Boston, Cleveland, Atlanta, London, England. I mean, think, going like a rocket.
How should people be developing their imagination on a daily basis in a positive way?
Well, I think they should take time to image what they want. I have a business partner, Sandy Gallagher, who's a brilliant woman, and she rides horses, gated horses. Mm-hmm. And she's in Kentucky right now, and she images herself as a world champion. Every day, she takes the time and she sees herself as a world champion. She sees herself getting the roses, getting the whole thing. And that's where you should do it. I think you build the image of what you want. I mean, you obviously image this studio before you ever built it.
Right.
I mean, everything you see here was part of the image in your mind. But everything you create twice. Once in here, once out here, you know? So you never get an original painting. Mm. You always get a duplicate. The picture's in here.
Wow.
So we have to see ourselves with what we want here. Now, we've got enormous deterrent in our paradigm. We're conditioned genetically and environmentally. And that conditioning is controlling most people's lives. That's why brilliant people are broke. Brilliant people are unhappy. Brilliant people never really accomplish very much. They're absolutely brilliant, but their paradigm is controlling them. It's all about intellect. I'm firmly convinced if a person doesn't understand a paradigm is nothing but a multitude of habits. They're programmed into your subconscious mind to control your behavior. It's got nothing to do with how smart you are. It's got nothing to do with what your formal education is. It's got nothing to do from which side of the tracks you come from. Mm-hmm. It has to do with your paradigm. The paradigm is a program in your subconscious mind. It's both genetic and environmental, that's controlling your behavior. Everyone that can hear my voice knows how to do better than they're doing. And they may wonder, why don't I do it? It's because you're programmed to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And until you change the program, nothing's going to change. Mm-hmm. Paradigm has to be changed. Most people live through their senses because we're programmed to do that. Literally, we're programmed genetically and then environmentally to go by what we hear, see, smell, taste, touch. But you know, I have a dog at home that can hear, see, smell, taste, touch. All animal life operates through senses. We've been created in God's image. We have these higher faculties. We are creative beings, literally. We have perception, the will, reason, imagination, memory, and intuition. They're the faculties that make us separate from everything else. Like, all the other little creatures on the planet are completely at home in their environment. We're the only creature that's totally disoriented in our environment. And that's because we've been given the faculties to create our own environment.
Right.
But we've never been taught how to use them.
What does the power of generosity do for the other person and do for you, the giver?
Giver's gain. I think the giver enjoys more than the receiver. And I'm convinced that giving is one of the basic rules of success. Well, you know, Emerson said that cause and effect was the law of laws. Action and reaction are equal and opposite. So it's in harmony with the laws of the universe. And I believe this whole universe operates in a very orderly way. I'm very tuned into laws, the laws of the universe. And I think that's why. When I could win, anybody can win.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting the right information from the right people. Mm-hmm. I think we get too much information from the wrong people.
Yeah.
And personal development today is such a well-known thing that for anybody not to be developing themselves personally is rather sad, I think.
Yeah. You know?
So we have to help them as all we can. Like, I don't think a person deliberately destroys himself. I think they're misguided.
Yeah.
They're ignorant. They don't know.
Yeah.
They're lost. Yeah.